So his name was Raymond Ignatius Mulligan. And the one thing I remember that he used to do a lot, and a lot of people, it used to kind of rile them up, but he always liked having conversations. And for the sake of conversations, he was notorious for taking, you know, the devil's advocate approach. Even though personally he probably felt the same way, he would take the other viewpoint just to have a conversation. I mean, they could be as important as the color of a team's jerseys to, you know, big picture stuff. Like, what do you think about God? And he passed away when I was in middle school. And at 15, I didn't really know what cancer was. I think the biggest thing I was worried about was, you know, getting my license in a year and being able to drive somewhere. I didn't really think about big picture stuff, and especially, you know, cancer. But when something like that happens to you personally, you know, it can rock your world, and, you know, you start making decisions that normally you wouldn't be put in a situation to make. But, you know, for me, that came at 15.
Is your grandfather what inspired you to get into cancer research?
Yeah, for the most part, you know, when I started getting older, the answer, you know, the question of why really kept getting bigger and bigger for me. You can answer it pretty simply, but it's by saying cancer, but then the hows, the, you know, what's come into play. And that's where I really wanted to fully understand what really went down here. And when he passed away, I was kind of pushed more towards learning more about cancer and how can we do something about this.
When I hear cancer, that word still to this day, I mean, I lost my grandmother when I was 13, and I hear that word, and it's been 13 years, and it still scares the hell out of me. What do you think when you hear cancer?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely a scary thing to think about whenever it's brought up. However, and, you know, you've gone through it too, when it affects you personally on a personal level, it's a whole different, you know, it's a whole different ball game.
Since you lost your grandfather, did that change how you look at things?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, motivating for my particular job at points where, you know, you have bad days and you think, why am I, you know, this is banging my head against the wall, you know, that kind of thing definitely motivates you, especially when it's personal like that. But personally for me, yeah, I think prostate cancer running in my family is definitely something that scares me. But, you know, I think until it actually happens to you, you can't really, you know, say what you would feel or how you would feel unless you're in the moment. I try not to think about it too much, but yeah, it is in the back of my mind a lot.
And is he the only one in your family that's been diagnosed with cancer?
No, so his son, my uncle, was diagnosed as well. However, if you get good news, you know, it's never good news when you get cancer, but if it's operable, it's, you know, a lot better than, you know, getting a diagnosis of how much time you have. And my uncle's wasn't so much of a worry. It was totally operable. Now that, you know, he's in the clear, it's, you know, weights off the shoulders as far as worrying about that.
Your grandfather and your uncle were both diagnosed with prostate cancer. Is this on your mom's or your dad's side?
My mom's side.
You know, losing her father, your grandfather, and then watching her brother go through this diagnosis too, I mean, does she worry about you? Or do you worry about getting cancer?
Yeah, it definitely, you know, it's similar to some breast cancers will run in families. Prostate cancer is very similar. It'll, you know, it's very important for me later on in my life to get checked out. So, you know, that's one thing that I have to continually to monitor throughout the course of the rest of my life and not, you know, allowing that to be a burden.